It all started back before the beginning of time, when the windy wind blew through the trees and banged against the rocks, creating a beat. Natives, Indians, and visitors would long for that sound. Until one day, George Lanito Busqueamps Albano picked up a big stick and hit a dirt pocket. Got it, George? The sound so moved Lanito that he called that sound a beat, a drum. Do you hear me, George? A drum, and it sound like this. Ah, music to my ears. And the natives were chanting, Toya, Toya, Pino Sona, Toya, Toya, Pino Sona, which means turn down, me one solo. And the neighbors were complaining because of the noise. So right from the beginning, rock had a bad name. The neighbors complained, they moved. The new neighbors complained. It was almost like being on tour, George. And moved to the beach, and that was the first beach band, the great Captain Lou Kahuna Albano. So I started everything, John. So I'm saying that I'm not wrapped too tight, Captain Lou, Captain Lou, Captain Lou. But when I'm on the scene, everything's all right.
What about you, Vince?
Oh, that man can sing as well as eat.
I'll tell you what, it didn't sound to me like he was strumming the rubber bands. It sounded like he was chewing on them.
I'll tell you, I was impressed. Give me a break, Jesse.
Give you a break? Who could produce something like that?
Wait a minute, I believe I've got it here on paper. Vince McMahon, who is this?
That's Mona Flambe.
Mona Flamboyant produced that?
No, but speaking of flamboyant, that takes us to our next artist.
And it's gotta be the heavyweight champion of the world, the group, the World Wrestling Federation All-Stars. Here it is, Hulk Hogan's theme coming up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Another great night in the life of a fool. Well, you were leaning and weaving and it causing the fray. I've seen enough bums when they're rushing that way. I had a feeling it was my day for one of those nights. When you lose your cool and you're feeling sorry, at the bottom of the bottle, at the end of the party, it's another great night in the life of a fool. a story of another great night in the life of a fool.
And now, Deep Thoughts by Jack Handy.
Whether they ever find life there or not, I think Jupiter should be considered an enemy planet.
Sing hello, hello, hello. Somebody sing. Somebody cry. Why, why? Somebody sing. Somebody sing.
Hello, hello, hello.
Somebody sing. Somebody cry, why? Somebody say,
heed your mama. Heed your mama. Yes, I know. Heed your mama. Heed your mama. Yes, I know my heart.
Somebody say, somebody sing,
hello, hello, hello.
Somebody say, somebody cry, why? Somebody say, somebody sing,
hello, hello, hello.
Somebody say, somebody cry, why?
Kulumane,
kulumane, kulumane sizwe.
Sinenze njani,
bayajabula basithanda. Yo.
How much further we gotta go, man?
I don't know.
Huh?
Not much further.
That's what you said this morning.
I sometimes say it all day.
Really? You say it all day, eh?
We don't have much longer. We'll be there soon.
We gotta get to Mardi Gras, man. We're going to Mardi Gras.
A little heart is set on that. We got a week. That's a week away, man.
It's a long way to Mardi Gras, baby.
It won't take us a week to get to New Orleans. I think I'm gonna crash.
You have crashed, man.
I keep seeing things jumping all over the place.
Really?
Yeah, look. What is it? It's really, it's a moth.
A what?
Yeah. Moth. Bug.
It's a weird place, man.
Oh, man. That smoke's getting to me.
But I notice you're not moving. Where are you from, man?
Can I have a light?
Where are you from, man?
Hard to say.
Hard to say? Where are you from, man?
Well, it's hard to say because it's a very long word, you know.
I just want to know where you're from, man.
A city.
From a city?
Mm-hmm. Doesn't make any difference what city. All cities are alike. That's why I'm out here now.
You're out here now?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I'm from the city, a long way from the city, and that's where I want to be right now.
They know you in this place?
This place we're coming to?
No.
The place we're at now.
This place?
You're right on top of them.
I'm right on top of them?
Yeah. The people this place belongs to are buried right under you. You could be a trifle polite.
Trifle polite?
A small thing to ask. you ever want to be somebody else? I'd like to try Porky Pig. I never wanted to be anybody else.
Sunday in the Chicago suburb of Cicero, from County Sheriff Richard Oldham, asking call off the march. And the police in Cicero said they would ask the National Guard be called out if it is held. King now in Atlanta, Georgia, plans to return to Chicago Tuesday. In Chicago, Richard Speck, accused murderer of 9 student nurses, was brought before a grand jury today for indictment. The nurses were found stabbed and strangled in their Chicago apartment. In Washington, the atmosphere was tense today as a special subcommittee of the House Committee on Un-American Activities continued its probe into anti-Vietnam War protests. Demonstrators were forcibly evicted from the hearings where they began chanting anti-war slogans. Former Vice President Richard Nixon says that unless there is a substantial increase in the present war effort in Vietnam, the U.S. should look forward to 5 more years of war. In a speech before the Convention of the Veterans of Foreign Wars in New York, Nixon also said opposition to the war in this country is the greatest single weapon working against the U.S. That's the 7 o'clock edition of the news. Good night.
This, of course, was supposed to be a tag team match with Bob Backlund's mystery tag team partner. Lou Albano refused the matchup, not knowing who Mr. Backlund was going to have as a partner. So Mr. Backlund says, that's all right. I'll go one-on-one with one of your Samoans. Tremendous maneuver. Look at that. Ah. Backlund again.
Look at this guy go to work, Bob Backlund.
However, Alpha is up on the apron now, and the referee, Lou Albano's kind of behind back. Look, Sikas circling behind Backlund, too.
Backlund out of the ring apron.
You can't blame him. Backlund does not want to continue the match under these circumstances, and you can't blame him.
Well, Backlund.
I wonder, what's Backlund doing?
Well, now I'm at a total loss. Bob Backlund returning to one of the locker rooms. And just exactly, if he's walking out, I would highly doubt.
Oh! Oh,
you've got to be kidding. You have got to be kidding me. The incredible Hulk Hogan.
Look at that. That's 300 pounds of all muscle in there right now.
And gentlemen, the star, Thunder Lips in Rocky III, fantastic professional wrestler, and look at this crowd, Vince, they are going absolutely berserk. As Backlund staggers, Samoa number 3.
Breaking the face, however, and it's Bob Backlund now. No, nice reversal. Oh, there's a chicken wing.
What?
He's gonna get it.
Look at this. Oh, wait a minute.
Hulk Hogan in the
one,
ring.
1, 2, 3, the Samoans.
Leading out.
It's absolute bedlam and pandemonium.
Oh.
Look at this. Beyond description.
Hogan is leading out.
Now Hogan to Albano. Look at this.
Look out.
Albano of sorts.
You don't have to introduce this man to anybody. Everybody knows the Hulk. Everybody knows the Hulk. He's changed his ways. He's a great man. He's told me he's not going to have Blassie around. I'm going to give him my hand and give him good luck.
All right, Bob, you know something? I would like to thank Mr. Bob Backlund and the WWF for bringing the Hulkster back. But like they said, this is a different Hulk Hogan, and Hulkamania's already went running wild. Just check it out, man. It just turns me on, brother. Mean Gene, it just turns me on. And I'm going to the top of the ladder, and I thank each and every one of you for bringing the Hulkster back here, Daddy.
Yeah. You should see her. His mother and father together are like a bad car wreck. It just rolls off his back. He sees him, he pays the rent. Unbelievable. I was the one who wanted to get married. He didn't really want it, but he did it. I don't know why.
Well, why did you want to get married, Leon?
I thought it would help me. But it didn't. I was so confused. I was doing insane things.
What sort of things, Leon?
After the wedding, I ran off for 10 days to Atlantic City. Sonia was frantic. He knew I'd been drinking. He didn't know where I was, who I was with. Well, I couldn't explain the things I did. So I went to a psychiatrist who told me that I was a woman trapped in a man's body. Well, so right away, Sonny wanted to get me money for the sex change operation, but where was he going to get it? $2,500? Oh, my God, he was in hock up to his ears already.
He needed the money for the operation for you?
It drove him crazy. He would fly into these rages. And I got more depressed than ever. I knew I'd never get my operation. So I tried to kill myself. I took about a half a pound of pills. Blues, reds, yellows, screamers, uppers, downers, you name it. And I wound up in the hospital. I can't talk to him.
Well, you're up to your neck in it, Leon. You're an accessory.
They can't hold me responsible.
Any help with you, a little understanding.
No.
Come on.
I'm afraid.
Leon, just talk to him.
I can't talk.
It's just, how's it going to hurt you on the phone? Where are you going to be? Is on the phone.
I can't. I don't know what's.
Just right over here on the phone.
I can't. No.
Whenever I chance to meet some old friends on the street, they wonder how does a man get to be this way. I've always got a smiling face anytime and any place. And every time they ask me why, I just smile and say, you've got to kiss an angel good morning and let her know you think about her when you're gone. Kiss an angel good morning and love her like the devil when you get back home. Well, people may try to guess secret of a happiness, but some of them never learn it's a simple thing. The secret I'm speaking of is a woman and a man in love, and the answer is in this song that I always sing. You've got to kiss an angel good morning, let her know you think about her when you're gone. Kiss an angel good morning and love her like the devil when you get back home. Kiss an angel good morning and let her know you think about her when you're gone. Kiss an angel good morning and love her like the devil when you get back home.
down on the spot where her body did rest. Blood seeped in the soil from the knife in her chest. The bugs served time in her skeletal jail. I wonder how the bugs remember Gale. Shadows on a cold winter's day. A dog dug up a bone and wagged his tail. I wonder how the dog remembers Gale.
Hello, Eddie.
I knew you'd come, Karen. We have a lot to talk about, you and me.
Can I turn around and see you?
Not yet, Karen. Just watch.
Yeah. She asked me directions to it.
Well, how long ago?
Well, a couple of minutes.
The struggle.
Two, give me a two-shot.
The body is not a necessary
Take
one. It produces anger, frustration,
three.
The strain of modern
when he
day
picks the book up,
a
give me a close-up of it.
Shake camera three.
Moving too quickly towards its
three
own
minutes
annihilation.
Two, push in to a single
all
of the doctor.
A great untapped potential, a potential for living.
Put his key in.
What we do with that waiting's tough. For that life depends as much
Take
on
down.
Our attitudes toward our physical
Ready, one? Take one.
As it does on the social programming of our minds.
When you look a little soft, check
when we are born, each of us is given a gift. The gift of life.
Camera two, give me a two shot.
She didn't feel a thing, Karen. None of them do. They're not real, the people here. They're dead. They could never be like me. But you're different, Karen. I watch you on TV. And I know how good I can make you feel. I'm gonna light up your whole body, Karen.
Turn around now, Karen. I want to give you something.
Yeah, there's a broad that came in here. She emptied the place out. She's watching movies.
Oh, my God, Jesus Christ. Put your piece away. Put that piece away.
I knew I shouldn't have let that broad back here.
We'll be right back. dig it, dig it, dig it, dig it. Check it out. Spirit, some people hear it, some people fear it. Spirit, some people just won't go near it. Sure as I'm me and you should know that you, the spirit is the key to unlock the trunk juice. Spirit, some people hear it, some people fear it. Spirit, some people just won't go near it. Sure as I'm me and the skies are blue, the Ghostbusters are back and all brand new. There's a force that's dwelling beneath the sin, telling you what you need not do, and it's motion. Stirs up commotion, feeding off the people's inner emotions. Hatred, anger, to one another, a problem like that you call the Ghostbusters. In emergencies that deal with reality, making sure we all be free, so we can like or dislike. Cause people just might look so happy but feel so uptight. They can't handle the problem and they created it from the depths of their spirit. Come on, spirit, some people hear it, some people fear it. Spirit, some people just won't go near it. Show us on me and you should know that you, the spirit is the key to unlock the true you. Spirit, some people hear it, some people fear it. Spirit, some people just won't go near it. Show us on me and the skies are blue. The Ghostbusters are back and all brand new. Come on, say what? Check it. Now that evil's presence make it pleasant in every resident, and take a mother's newborn baby and Dana's the lady to build an establishment. For an evil magician on a mission in the picture position, and no condition will stop him on the transition of making it in time with the help of slime. But somebody gotta draw the line. What's in for all? Who you gonna call for the ball?
Ghostbusters!
It's like that, y'all.
Ghostbusters!
It's like that, y'all.
Ghostbusters!
I'm back.
Ghostbusters!
I'm back. It's like that, y'all. Hit it. Spirit, some people hear it, some people fear it. Spirit, some people just won't go near it. Sure as I'm me and you should know you're you, the spirit is the key to unlock true you. Spirit, some people hear it, some people fear it. Spirit, some people just won't go near it. And sure as I'm me and the skies are blue, the Ghostbusters are back and all brand new. Come on, a misconception, certain things done for the wrong intentions from people who are sequel to us, but for them to look down on us is a must. Situation, brainwash education, here's a seat, so let's plan a foundation of newborn leaders, law book readers, career coordinators, and poverty feeders. Those that know me hear it and fear it, know it's the truth, so they're scared to come near it. And you cheer it as I share it, cause it's my spirit. Some people hear it, some people fear it. Spirit, some people just won't go near it. As sure as I'm me and the skies are blue, the spirit is the key to unlock the true you. Spirit, some people hear it, some people fear it. Spirit, some people just won't go near it. As sure as I'm me and the skies are blue, the name of the brothers is the Get Fresh Crew.